We are learning Maseches Barabasha, Daf Kufnun Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Kufnun Amad Beis, four lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. Zok to Gemara. We're handling different things. If you say Nechosim, I'm giving my Nechosim away, what are included in Nechosim? Rishpam says, not Dafka, Shchimira, even by Bari, same Shaila, what is included in Nechosim? So we already proved that Avodim could be called Nechosim. We said karka could be called nechassim. We said money could be called nechassim. Aglima could be called nechassim. Now we're talking about shtaro. So in order to bring a raya, the shtaro is called nechassim, we need a few lines of Gemara teaching us about shtaros a little bit. Shtaro ikri nechassi. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, shnei shtaro is the same. There's two type of shtaros when it comes to a karka. Omer zechu besada zel aplaini. You tell someone, here, be zeicha this field for your friend. Your friend's not here, and the way you could be kind is the kinyan sudar. So be kind of this sada for your friend, make a schia for your friend. And also, v'kosvulay is a shtar, and get together, it's two edim here, get together and write a shtar for him also that belongs to him. So the halach is, after they make the kinyan sudar, they go write the shtar, but they didn't write the shtar yet, and give it to the receiver yet. So until it is given to the receiver, the owner still could be choyza on the shtar at least. Choyza v'shtar, it can't be chayzim sada. Why? Because there was a kinyan done on the sada already. But the shtar can say, you know what? I don't want you to write a shtar. I'm anash tichlav lo yisr shtar. If you say that I'm giving you the sada, but only I'm anash that you're going to write a shtar. So then, until he gives over the shtar, there's no kinyan. So chayzim beim shtar beim sada, because here he tied them to each other. He said that I'm only selling it to him, only giving it to him if you write a shtar. So now if before he wrote the shtar, it was chayzer, he could be chayzer because he was tied one into the other one. He tied it together.
Even though it was
better than the shtar. Even what?
Even after the
Kenyan Sudar. Even after the Kenyan Sudar, because he said, if he didn't write a shtar, he could be chayzer. No shtar, no Kenyan. But Rav Chiya Bahav and Amar Rav Huna, Shloisha Shtar is saying, there's a third shtar, which means there's another case. It's not arguing the first two cases, like the Rishpam says, he added another one. Hani Trey. Two are the ones, two we just said. Sometimes a meicher, a seller, will have a shtar prepared. The shtar is going to say, this property and such place is being sold with all its trappings, whatever it is, it says in the shtar, just missing the name who it goes to. And then then you just fill in the name whenever he wants. Or he doesn't have to fill a name even. It says the person holding the shtar belongs to him. It doesn't say the person's name. He can write a whole shtar even before he sells it. And he has it all. He has a sign for Edom. Because he's the Mechayiv, he can write a shtar. And then he can give it over whenever he wants. This way he can make a quick sale. If someone says he wants to buy it on the spot, you don't have to go start getting a cipher to write a shtar. Everything's ready. So sometimes people will write a shtar before they sell it. So it says like this. Mkadam Vayichab Kosef is a shtar. Like we learned on top of Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, like we learned that you could write a star even without the lekech, because the meicher is the mechayiv, he could write a star even without the lekech. So let's say you wrote a star, and then afterwards, you gave the property to the receiver. Once the guy is kind of the karka, nikne star komokim shehu. He's kind of the star wherever it is. Because that's what we nemar. When I give you a property, it comes with Ladas Kain, I sold to you that you're going to be kind of the star as well. And how does that work? The star is not here. How are you kind of the star with the chazaka on a karka? This is what we learned, Kinyan Agav, that you could be kind of nechosim she'en lemachrayis, for example, star, with nechosim. When you make a kesef star, a chazak on the karka, the goes kinyan agav with the star. Adkan the member. So what do you see? You see that star is called nechosim, because we're calling it nechosim shein la machrayis, nicknim im nechosim shein la machrayis. So you see that star is called nechosim. Behema, ikri nechosim. Behema is also called nechosim. And that was in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Masech Leshkalim. Hamakdish nechosim. Someone's makdish all his nechosim. He said, I'm makdish my nechosim. V'hoyse b'hen behema, ru'uya l'gab mizbeach, z'chorim oylois, v'nekevois yimachru l'tzorchei zivch ishlam. She says, z'chorim yimachru l'tzorchei oylois, v'nekevois yimachru l'tzorchei zivch ishlam. They're sold for oylois. We'll explain this in a second. It sounds like this, that when you makdish a behemah, it's really gam mizbeach. The halacha is you're not supposed to, even though you makdish a bedek abayis, you're not supposed to use a behemah tomim for bedek abayis. You're supposed to makdish for a carbon. So here, the guy went ahead and makdish all the chosim for bedek abayis. The behemahs are included. So the halacha is the behemahs that are really mizbeach. What you should do is you should be paid it to someone who's going to use it for a carbon. And therefore, the money will go to Bedek Abayis, but the Behem will go for a carbon, because the Behem Tamimim, a Tamim, you should not be makdish to Bedek Abayis, makdish to Mizbeach. So here, it's Ke'ilu, it's hooked to Mizbeach. Therefore, the only way to get the money for Bedek Abayis is to sell to someone who's going to use it for a Zcharim or for Eilois, and the Kevis for Shlomim. Because the Kevis cannot be brought for Eilois. Zcharim can be for Shlomim, so why don't you sell both of them for Shlomim, Zcharim and Kevis? So the Mepharshim of the Mishnah speak out there because it's more, oilos are better than a shlom because it's more la shemayim. Therefore, it's better if you can make it into oilos, that's the best thing.
Nobody can make oilos and dava?
Huh?
What's such a thing called
oilos? Yeah, it's oilos and dava, yeah.
Why can't you, why
you can bring it yourself if you want, but you can bring it. It says, as I spoke out, Zcharim Yimkru Tzarka Eilos, I spoke it out like that. The Bach puts it in. It's all both talking about oilos. They're both talking about you're not bringing it the carbon themselves. You are selling it with tzarchei arlis and tzarchei shlomim. There's a great amount of oma in Mishnah in thing of August. They're bringing the thing itself for Eila, but from the Rashbam it's clear that we're not learning Masechta Shkalim now. Because that means it doesn't explain the next Mishnah. We're just trying to bring out that when you say nechassim, you're including behema. Oifos nikkur nechassim etnan hamakas nechassim hoyibam dvarim arulin gamas beach yenois wines shmonim oils vaoifos. The halacha is, they are all included in the Hekdesh. And here, even the Mishnah doesn't say what we do. And Rishbam also doesn't say what we do. So she says, this is also Masechta Shkalim. So Ayin Chom, if you want to learn this Mishnah. But HaKaparim, we see from here that Nechasim include Behemos, and they also include Eifos. Tefillin, also Ikri Nechasim. They're also called Nechasim, because we have a Mishnah in Erechin, that says it's not, and I'm makdish nechassim of ma'ilim loy tefillin. If you makdish nechassim, so your tefillin are included. The problem is you want to wear your tefillin, so you have to be paid it. You take the money of the tefillin and you give it to the Bedek Abayis, and then you can wear your tefillin. So you see it's chal on the tefillin when you say hekdish on nechassim. The Gemara Shaila is now, what about does the Sefer Torah including the nechassim? Abayiluhu, Sefer Torah Mai. So the Rashbam did not have the rest of the girsa, and the Rashbam learns the Shaila, Sefer Torah is, do you say it's like tefillin that's called nechassim, or tefillin at least is a malbush, you wear it. But sefer is just a mitzvahi, so it's not considered a malbush, maybe that's not considered nechassim. That's the way the Rashbam learns the Shaila. But our Gemara gives us our own pirish in the Shaila that the Rashbam doesn't have. So sefer Torah ma, keep lo mizdav, and you can't sell it. The osel is vuni, now sell sefer Torah. Lav nichsi, it's not considered nechassim. I don't know, keep the mizdav, and lo Torah, at least so isha. Look, you let us sell it to learn Torah or to marry a isha for the mitzvah of puravu, nichseu, it's considered nechassim. So here's the shaila. We stay with the teiku. So again, the Rashbam learns the shaila is because it's not a malbush. Our Gemara learns the shaila more is could you sell it or not? And Tais also seems like he didn't have the girsa and chum, but this is the way to explain the Gemara shaila. The Hoshalach is talking about what's included in the Chosim.
Why would you think these things aren't included?
Because the Chosim means your possession. Certain things, Lavdah, possessions usually are, it's all Lashem Ne'odam. Usually we say possessions, you think of things in your house, like your furniture. That's what you usually think. You don't think, what?
You wouldn't have all these missions.
Right, you would think the Chosim just means what possessions, yes, like your metalphalim. Okay, that's what you learn. The Gemara is not like that. That here, you have to be exact. Nechassim don't mean, nechassim means your possessions. Does not mean your avadim. It's not your possessions or your karka, not your possessions. Right, yeah, you have to prove what's a good nechassim. It's a good kasha. It's a theoretical question. We're saying, well, nechassim means all this. If it didn't, then we have to figure out what nechassim means. But we have rayas, then nechassim means everything. That's basically everything. I don't think anything was excluded. The shaila about Sefer Torah, that comes out. That's the whole point the Gemara is to know. Sefer Torah is a suffix, actually, if it's part of Nechassim. But since you have your own opinions, I'm sure you would think Sefer Torah is part of Nechassim. You wouldn't even think it's a shaila even. The Gemara comes out with a take. The Gemara does not know. I think you would think it's Nechassim, definitely. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. So, but the Gemara doesn't know. So that's all partial. Okay. Now, next Gemara is going to be Shmack Gemara coming up. Different stories which teach us different halachas. So the simon for this is Zutra, Ima, the Amram, Mitarti, Achvasar, Rav Tuvi, Rav Dimi, Rav Yosef. Story number one. I'm not going to be able to count exactly which story is what. If someone wants to let me know which story I'm holding by, they can tell me which number. The mother of Rav Zutra, who again probably was very wealthy, and she was getting remarried. And she wanted, we had before, so a deer called Shtar Mevarachas, which means she doesn't want a second husband to be taking all that money. So the mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tovia, she wrote her nechosim, all nechosim, to Rav Zutra Bar Tovia. I should say all the nechosim, it's a Mishayla. Tais learns it was mixas nechosim, actually. She gave away mixas nechosim. She gave away, she wrote down nechosim to Rav Zutra Bar Tovia. Why? The boiler in Suvilele Rav Zvid. She wanted to marry Rav Zvid. So in Tzva, she got married. Vigirsha, and she got divorced. Asaka made Rabbi Bibaya. So she wanted to get her nechosim back from Rav Zutra. She said, oh, well, I gave it to you because I thought I was getting married. So also commanded Rabbi Rabbaya, I'm a shuman suve. You said it was clear that you were giving to her because you're getting married. You got married, Vayintzva. You got married. So since you got married, why should you take it back? You got married, and like the Rashbam speaks out, Vayintzva vehefsida the kana b'no because the stone was kind of loy hani gilu daita el that that she says she wants to get married only helps lahachi she ilu loy hoisa nisus Rav Zvid. She never got married. So then, Lois is Kaim Amatana. The Hashda Insava, now that she got married, is Kaim Amatana. So the Rav Zutra was tiny. What do you mean? It's mine. You gave it to me. And you got married. Omale. That's Rav Bibi was masking to the tiny. Rav Bibi was masking to this tiny. Omale Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua. This is Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. We know that Abaya and Rava came from the Mashpacha of Eli, which died young. So Omale Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua. Mashum the Asum Mulai. Because you come from a place called Muloi, which was the place of where the Mishpachas Beis Eli was, so Amrisu Milim Mulaising is say things that are Bali Mumin, that ain't Ba Mamish, that don't make any sense. I feel, because it makes no sense what he's saying. I feel Mandi Amma Mevarachas Kani, even the Mandi Amma holds that Mevarachas is Kani, which means when you give it away in the Chosim, the person you gave it to is Kainit, Hani Milihech Loi Gali Dait, that's only if you didn't speak anything out. You said clearly, I'm giving to you because I'm getting married. She's now got married and got divorced. The whole point she says when she gave it was that I don't want my new husband to get the money, so here it is. But of course, if she gets divorced, she wants the money back. She spoke it out, which means like this. The Gemara is saying, there is a machloikis in Mesach Subas, if a bracha is kani. The Gemara in Subas says, our Gemara is saying that whole machloikis only if you don't speak anything out. You just gave a matana to someone, you didn't say anything. So there, now you're claiming the reasons she's getting married. But if you speak out clearly that I'm getting married, then it's a gilu daita, that's pasha, that's what you mean to say. I'm only giving to you temporarily until because I'm getting married. And therefore here, of course, Rav Zutra has to give it back to his mother.
Now, if it was cash and spend it, you could pay it back?
If it was cash and spend it, I don't know what Allah will be. I think we could pay it back, but I don't know what Allah is. No idea. But here, the Torah speaks out that if she would give it all in the chasim, then you don't even have to speak out that it's because I'm getting married, because there's an umdana. Here we're to wear mixas the chasim, and therefore you have to come on to the speaking, you have to come to make a galadas that I'm giving that I'm galadas because I want to get married. Do you want to know if it's a thing? It doesn't sound like it's koina, it's not koina, so I don't think you use it, but I can't say for sure because there's nothing on this blot that tells me one way or another, so therefore I can't tell you what the real answer. But my svar will be, you're not koina. The person who gets it knows that it's only there to protect it. You're just like, you're your Swiss bank account. That's all you are.
Just wait for his mother to die to use it?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. So it's like every Yerusha. It's like a Swiss bank account, basically. That's what you're doing. You're just trying to keep it away from the husband. That's all you're trying to do. But that's what Mavoya is. Not kind of. But not kind of means you're not kind of. I'm saying you're not, like, give it, you have to sell it back. So to me, it would sound like you can't use it. But I have no raya to it. So I'm thinking about raya. If someone has a raya to it, one of the listeners has a raya, or you have a raya, come back. I'll maybe speak at the beginning of a share. So I'm thinking about raya. Ima de Rami Bachama Beorta. Well, even Rama Chama, the mother of Rama Chama had a brother also. His name was Rav Ukva. So Rami Bar Chama and Ukva Bar Chama were brothers, and the mother, Ba'urta, in the evening, Kasvinu L'Nichsei the Rama Chama. One evening, the mother calls over Rama Chama and says, here, I'm writing you all my nechasim. Here it is. But Safra, in the morning, she called Rav Ukva. The next morning, Kasvinu L'Rav Ukva Bar Chama. She wrote all the nechasim of Ukva Bar Chama. Okay. She was a Shchemira at that time. So now, the shaila was, who is it go to? Osi Rami Bachama, Lekameid Rav Sheshes, Ukmei Benichse. So Rami Bachama went to his Rav, Rav Sheshes, and said, yeah, it's yours. They wrote in a chosm, they gave, your mother gave you in a chosm, it's yours. Also Rav Ukva Bachama, Kameid Rav Nachman, Ukmei Benichse, he gave it to him. Also Rav Sheshes, Kameid Rav Nachman, so Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman and said, what's behind your psak? Only my time, Ukmei Mar, Rav Ukva Bachama. Why did you give it to Rav Bachama? Even from the Hadraba, if it's because she was Chayzer, Vashchiva, which means like this. He figured that the reason why you give it to her Ukva is because she got better. If she got better, so then somehow it's a Chayzer on the whole Matana. And now maybe she wants to give it to Rav Ukva. But here she died. She gave it to Rav Bachama, then 10 hours later she gave it to Rav Ukva, and then she died. So he says, so Rav Sheshes told Rav Nachman, why did he give it to Rav Ukva? Oh, because she was Chayzer, but she died. Amalei, Hachi Amashmuel, Kol She'ilo Eimed, Chayzer, Chayzer Matanasai. So now you have to remember that we knew before already that by Shchimira, she can mevatel her man Shchimira, Kol Man she's alive. But that was the Machlekes here. This man, the Yama, didn't hold like that. Rav Sheshes did not hold like that. Rav Sheshes told you cannot be Chayzer. Only if she gets better could she be Chayzer. But if she dies, she cannot be Chayzer from the first Matana. But Rav Nachman says, no. We know what Shmuel's halacha is. Anything that's a Matan Shchimira, and what makes them a Matan Shchimira, Kol She'ilo Oymed Chayzer, the halacha is Chayzer Matanasai. Whoever is a Shchimira, that halacha is by her, that she could be Chayzer, if she gets better, she could also be Chayzer Matanasai. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Eymed Amar Shmuel La'atzmoy. Maybe only give me chayzer for yourself, you get better for yourself. But who said even when you give matana to someone else, it can be chayzer? La'acham yama? Yeah, fair so much more. So that's what Rav Nachman's taina was. That's what he passed in Taka, that a shchimra could be chayzer, because daitiki, mevatelas daitiki, and whoever you gave last, that's who it goes to by a shchimra. You can mevatel the matana. So this is story number two. Different mitzvahs about Shchimira that a lot of them we know already. So the first one was about Mavrachas, this was a Shchimira. Next story. Imeid Rav Amram Chasido, also about Shchimira. Imeid Amram Chasido, Havelei Meluga Shtarik. She had a whole bundle of Shtariks. Kikos Shechva, when she was dying, Amram Lahavela Amram Breach. Go to my son Amram. Also, and Lemaitse, also Achul Kameid Rav Nachman, Amram Levelei Moshach. What do you mean? He never made a Mashiach. What happened was then the mullah died, and Rav Amram was left with a whole bundle of stars worth $4 million. The brother said, what do you mean? We want also. Oh, your mother gave it to you, we didn't make a Mashiach. So, Amalu, what do you mean? Divri Shchimra kechshuvim mechazurun dami. The law is that by Shchimra you don't need a Kenyan. And therefore, he was kainit because Divri Shchimra kechshuvim uchemasurim dami. Now, are you going to ask me, the brothers didn't know that? Everyone in the Shia knows. What was that happening that said you don't lay mashach? So it's a good question. Toistaf Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph speaks about this kasha. There's a Gemara back in Ayin Zayin, I'm sure everyone remembers, it's a babash, the same as Sechta. There is Machlekes how to make a kinyan on a star. So once Mandi Yama says it's enough Mesira, when you buy a star, you sell a star, enough for the Mesira. The other Mandi Yama says you need Mesira and a star. We also have Machlekes in Kedushim, Zach Kedushim, you know, from there also. So you need two things. So the brothers held that you're right, regular chosin that you can make a regular one kinyan on, I could do kiksuvim mechsuvim dami. But here, that you need two kinyanim, maybe it's not enough just to have the divrei shchimira. Taisa's lashon is, it's the middle of Taisa's the Masal Omar, and daf ayin zayin amar alav, says, vahu yusvurim de meshicha mi yabayi, kimin de ba'alma bayi mesira v'shtar. So what did he answer back? No, divrei shchimira kiksuvim uchemesurim dami. It's beautiful. He says, it's like a bow. You have the ksiva and mesuira. You have both of them, and therefore it works. That was the answer back. That's how Toysus learns our Gemara. So the Gemara Vayta. Achzei the Rav Tuvi bar Rav, the sister of Tuvi bar Rav, the bar Rav Masna, Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna, kasinu l'nichzei Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna. She gave over, again, she was Shchimira. She gave over nechosim to Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna. And B'tzafra, that was the morning. That evening, Lepanya, also Rav Achtuvi Barav, Lepanya, that evening, also Rav Achtuvi Barav Masta, Bachala says, what do you mean? I heard you gave all your nechasim to Rav Tuvi. What about me? There's a brother. What about me? I'm not a brother. What, me, you don't give? And he came with a special tiny. He said, Om Allah, how are the people going to say, you only gave in a chasim to Rav Tuvi? It's because Amri, the people are going to say, Mara Tzuvim Rabbanon. Rav Tuvi is a Talmud Chacham. Well, Mara, me, Allah's my brother. He's not giving it to me. So Kasvin in LA. So she said, okay, I write it to you. Here, it's yours. Also, Kamed Rav Nachman, Om Allah, Hacham Hashmuel. And she died. So it turned out she really gave it first to Rav Tuvi. Rav Achtavi came and complained, oh, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. He gave it, and she gave it to him, and he landed up with everything. That's what happened. And she landed up, because the law is, it could be Chayzer from your Matana, Daitiki, Mavatel's Daitiki, and you can land up with the Matana.